This is the Breathe Meditation for the week. It is written and produced to help you know, love, and enjoy God, to follow Him with your heart, and to love like Jesus. The title of this episode is The Power of Authentic. And the big idea is that I'm not going to attempt to motivate you to pray every day, because I trust that you do. What I do want to do is inspire you to be more authentic, more conversational, and more intimate with God about what it is that concerns you. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4, verse 6, do not be anxious about anything. Talk to God about everything that concerns you. So why authentic? Well, we were created to be authentic. Yep, that's right. Created to be authentic in our communication with God. Jesus, in his famous teaching on prayer, promotes heartfelt conversation with God rather than repetitive words that we talk to God. Authentic talk with God about our concerns actually brings us back to the source of life itself. What is authentic? Authentic with God is just like talking with your spouse or kids or friends. You talk about things that you're concerned about as they listen. Then they talk and you listen. Chit-chat, white noise, and wordy rambling that borders on a rant is not a conversation. Typically, that's a monologue, and often it's a violent monologue if you're the one that's listening. So how authentic? Well, first, be real. If you're confused or angry, let the emotions flow. If you're sad or depressed, let him know. If you're in need of guidance or help in any way, just put it out there and ask. You see, God is not offended by our anger, our fear, or our often horrible and embarrassing private lives. I think he is, however, offended when we think that he can't handle our humanity. So let it rip. He is probably the only one on the planet who will not get tired of listening to you as you get whatever it is that's on your chest off your chest. So slow down. God has all the time in the world to be with you. Reflect. Write a few of your prayers out. Put pen to paper and let it rip without thinking. Just keep your hand moving. Stop, drop, and pray the moment you find yourself too hungry, lonely, anxious, or tired. Make your mouth say words you don't normally use when you pray. And add some emotion to it. Scream your prayer. Remember, close the door or scream into your pillow. So pray. In this place of our prayer, you talk to God about anything you'd like.